Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And my name is Laura.
We're on day two of our literature unit, and we are discussing a story all about a pair of struggling artists. Now, we have Joanna and Sue.
Right.
They're from two very different parts of the country. Now, Sue is from Maine in the east, and Joanna is from...
California,
where it's very nice and hot and sunny, and you can go to the beach and go surfing. But they have come to New York, where it's not quite like that, especially not in the winter. It's very cold, and they are struggling artists, right?
Right, poor thing. Okay, 所以呢，Sue跟 Joanna 很年轻，带着梦想的艺术家。不过呢，哎，他们现在来到了纽约，好像遇到了目前为止以来比较大的一个情况了，就是 Joanna 她因为不适应这个纽约的天气，她是来自于 California, so she got sick. Okay, 她生病了。So we're gonna find out what's gonna happen to her today, right?
That's right. We're gonna find out what happens to Joanna and to Sue as we continue with our story. Let's have a look at it right now.
The leaf that never fell.
Sue brought Joanna to the doctor. After the doctor checked Joanna, he sadly told Sue, "Your friend won't survive the winter." Sue didn't give up hope, though. One day, she heard Joanna counting backward. Joanna explained,
The leaves on the tree outside keep falling. When the last leaf falls, I'm going to die.
Sue cheerfully told Joanna,
Your life doesn't depend on those silly leaves. I'm closing these window curtains.
Then she went downstairs to visit Mr. Berman. Sue begged him,
Please help Joanna. I don't know what to do.She thinks she's going to die when the last leaf falls off the tree outside.
Word power!
Explain. I'll explain the rules.Of this game. I'll explain the rules of this game. Silly. You spend too much time worrying about silly things. You spend too much time worrying about silly things. Curtain.The curtains cover the window perfectly. The curtains cover the window perfectly. Downstairs. Benny is waiting for us downstairs. Benny is waiting for us downstairs.
We continue today with the story, which begins by saying, Sue brought Joanna to the doctor.
所以当然了，一开始我们就看到，因为上一课提到 Joanna 她病得非常严重，所以这一课一开始我们就看到 Sue 她带着 Joanna 去看医生。
Okay, so it must be pretty serious if they're going to the doctor. I hate going to the doctor.
I know.
Unless I'm really, really feeling bad, I'm just like, no, I'll stay home. I'll get better.
I know.
So it must be getting kind of serious. Now, after the doctor checked Joanna, he sadly told Sue, your friend won't survive the winter. Yes.
Oh, no.
Indeed, it is a very serious illness or sickness or disease.
She's not...going to make it, maybe. Okay, 所以在这个医生诊断过这个 Joanna 哦，然后医生虽然就很非常难过的告诉这个 Sue 说，可能怎么样呢？ Your friend won't survive the winter. 听起来很沉重，就是你的朋友活不过这个冬天。Survive 就是存活的意思，也就是说他没有办法， she won't be able to make it.
Yes, that's right. That's what it means. If you won't survive the, and then you give a period of time, it means when that time is winds up, that person will be gone. Okay, so like at the end of the winter, the doctor is saying, yeah, Joanna will pass away by then. So this is not looking very good. Sue didn't give up hope, though.
Wow, what a great friend.
Yeah, she's very optimistic. She's hopeful. She thinks, well, maybe there's a chance Joanna could still survive somehow.
看起来素真的是一个非常棒的朋友，而且她非常的 optimistic， 就是很乐观，很 positive. Okay, 那这里的呢，我们看到句子在后面加一个 though， 就是其实有 but 的意思，然后它通常放在字尾，但是有一种可是啊，如何如何。所以可是呢 ，Sue 她始终不放弃希望。这里我们看到的放弃的片语，我们来顺便学一下，它非常实用。就是 give up, give up.
That's right. Give up just means you won't let something go.
So don't give up.
She has hope and she won't let that hope go away. She won't let herself be sad. She's saying, no, this could be different. Maybe she'll survive. And the story continues and it says, one day she heard Joanna counting backward. What is going on here? What is Joanna doing? So if you're counting backward, it means you're going like 10, 9, 8, like a spaceship is about to take off into outer space.
Or like
space.
A New Year countdown.
Yes, right. Welcome to 2016, 10, 9, 8.
Yeah.
That's very famous in New York, too. They have in Times Square, they have the big ball of lights that falls down, and when it hits the bottom, it's the new year.
But this is not the new year.
No, this is not a happy time.
No. 可是有一天发生了一个很奇怪的异状哦。Sue 她听到了 Joanna 在倒数，就是 counting backward. 其中的 backward 在这里是当作副词来用，就是有倒退的 ，OK 这样的意思。不过在这里我们肯定要停一下哦，因为刚刚的句子我们提到了 she heard Joanna counting backward.其中的 hear or heard 它是个感官动词我们今天就来听一下我们快动老师解释有关感官动词的用法哦
英文
快动 Oh yeah
Hi, it's Celine 欢迎来到英文快通要怎么说我看到某人做某事或者是我听到谁说什么这时候感官动词呢就会派上用场啦这个感官动词呢顾名思义就是跟人的感官有密切的关系哪些动词是感官动词呢举例来说跟视觉有关的就是 see 和 watch 跟听觉有关的呢就是 hear 跟触觉或感觉有关的呢就是 feel使用感官动词以后呢后面要加上受词再加上第二个动词那这个第二个动词呢就是受词所做的动作这个动词可以是原形或者是 VING 后面我们就来讲解这个两个动词形式要使用在什么时候例如我昨天看到 Joanne 和一只猫咪玩我就可以说 I saw Joanne play with a cat I saw Joanne play with a cat这边我们可以用原形动词表达你看到这个事实但其实呢我们也可以用 VING 来强调你看到这件事正在进行所以我们也可以说 I saw Joanne playing with a cat I saw Joanne playing with a cat 刚刚我们是用视觉的感官动词 see 那我们也来看看听觉的感官动词例如我昨天不小心听到这个 Aubrey 在唱歌我们就可以说I heard Aubrey singing yesterday. 这句话呢就强调了他正在唱歌。当然如果你记得刚刚说的就会知道我们也可以使用原形动词。I heard Aubrey sing yesterday. I heard Aubrey sing yesterday. 意思呢有一点不一样但也代表了我听到 Aubrey 唱歌。那最后我们再来复习一下。See, watch, hear 这样子的感官动词后面要加上受词再加上第二个动词那这个第二个动词呢可以用原形或是 VING 来表示受词的状态或是动作希望大家可以学起来哦快通下次见拜拜
Alright, just before the break Joanna was counting backward We could also say counting down There's sometimes when people are counting like 10, 9, 8 We call it a countdown becauseThe numbers are going down. Mm-hmm. They're not getting bigger. They're not going up. They're counting down.
Right.
So why was she doing this? Well, Joanna explained, the leaves on the tree outside keep falling. Now, this is something that happens in countries where there are, is the winter and fall, when it gets cold, in other words. Of course, I'm sure you know the leaves change color and they fall off the branches.
Yes.
And it can be very pretty, actually. And we have this in Taiwan, too. If you go up in the mountains, if you go up higher where it's colder, you can see the fall colors, the winter colors of the leaves. Red, orange, and yellow. It is a very wonderful sight, actually. Unfortunately, here it's kind of a sad thing because she's watching the leaves fall from a tree. And she says, when the last leaf falls, I'm going to die. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Sad.
Right. 所以她为什么要倒数呢？因为 Joanna 有解释说，这个外面的树木的叶子一直在掉落。可是呢，她听起来蛮悲观哦，可能是病人都会讲，当最后一片叶子落下来时， I'm going to die. 我也将死亡哦。Okay. So here we see the word explain.
Now, if you explain something, it means you're telling someone about something in a way that is clear or easy to understand. Because, like I just explained.
Right.
What explain means.
Right. Explain 其实就是有解释的意思哦。Okay. 比方像是呢，你可以说， Oh, I explained to them that I would be available by phone. Okay. 就是意思就是说我其实都会随时接电话的意思。那我们常常有提到解释，但是它也可以当作一个名词，就是我想要给你一个解释，一个说明。不过这里要用的是名词，所以你要改变刚刚的 explain 变成 explanation， 拼法是 explanation。
We could also say, I'll explain the rules of this game. I'll explain the rules of this game.
意思就是我会再解释这个游戏的规则哦。
Now, this is, of course, a word that you'll come across a lot because you guys are studying. So your teacher will explain things to you every day. It's like teaching somebody about something that you might not know about. Next, the story says, Sue cheerfully told Joanna, your life doesn't depend on those silly leaves. I'm closing these window curtains. So she said this cheerfully. If you do something cheerfully, you do it with a smile. You do it with a very upbeat tone of voice. It's the opposite of sad. So she's trying to cheer up her friend, trying to make her feel better and stop focusing on the leaves because she's saying, well, when the leaves are gone, I'm going to be dead. So she's being a good friend and trying to distract her and saying, no. Don't pay attention to the leaves. Let's focus on something else.
Right. Very good friend, Sue. Okay, 她非常的开朗的鼓励 Joanna 说，哎呀，你的生命不是取决于那些蠢叶子，我要赶快拉上这些窗帘哦，因为她不想要她往这个负面的方向去思考。Cheerfully, 当然刚刚有提到说她是用比较开心啊，开朗的这个方式来跟她说，因为她想要去鼓励她。Okay, a depend on, 刚刚我们提到就是取决于或者是依赖这样子的意思啦。
We also saw the word silly in that sentence, and that means it's not serious or practical. It's it's kind of funny or kind of dumb in a certain way, but in a funny sort of way.
Right. Okay, 我们来看一下 silly, 它其实就是形容词，表示傻的啦，蠢的啦。比方像是我们常提到 silly mistakes, 就是小小的很蠢的一些就是犯的错。Okay, 或者是你常常会忘东忘西，就是说啊 silly me, 就是啊我怎么那么笨，我怎么那么蠢。或者有时候我们可能会说啊 don't be silly, 就是可能对方他非常的热情啊，可能想要帮你一个忙，就是哦 don't be silly, 不用啦，这个小事我可以自己来。
We could also say, you spend too much time worrying about silly things. One more time, you spend too much time worrying about silly things. This just means things that are not really important. Yeah.
Okay, 你花过多时间担心一些小的不重要的蠢事。
And a curtain is a piece of cloth that is hung to cover a window. I have very dark curtains in my room.
You do.
Because I don't want to see the sunlight.
I know.
So early in the morning,
I
want to sleep. And if the sun hits my eyes go ding like this, and I'm awake. I can't get back to sleep. So I need good curtains.
Right.
Very important.
Very important.
Not silly.
Okay, curtain 呢很重要啦，因为早上不想被吵起来，被阳光射的早起的话呢，就要买比较好的窗帘，就是 curtain。而百叶窗呢，则要注意哦，它的英文跟 curtain 没有关系，它是用 blinds 这个字 ，b-l-i-n-d-s。And how can we use this word in a sentence? Curtain.
We could say the curtains cover the window perfectly. One more time, the curtains cover the window perfectly.
Okay, 窗帘完全盖住窗户。
The story goes on, then she went downstairs to visit Mr. Berman.
Okay, 所以说完素就下楼去找 Berman 先生 downstairs.
Downstairs just means towards or on a lower floor of the building, especially in a house.
For example, Benny is waiting for us downstairs. 意思就是 Benny 在楼下等我们。
Sue begged him, please help Joanna. I don't know what to do. She thinks she's going to die when the last leaf falls off the tree outside.
Sue 这时候马上恳求，就是 beg， 她说请帮助 Joanna， 我不知道该怎么做，因为 Joanna 觉得外面树上的最后一片叶子落下时，她可能就会死掉。Oh no, what's going to happen next?
What's going to happen? They're going to ask old grumpy Mr. Berman for help.Hopefully he will be able to do something to make the situation better. We're going to find out if he's going to help, how he's going to help on our next program tomorrow. Before we leave you today, though, let's have our wrap-up. Today we've gone through day two of our story, andJoanna, of course, is very sad. She believes very much that she's going to die.
Right.
And she's been staring out the window looking at the leaves falling down off the trees.And she thinks when that last leaf falls off the branch, that will be the end of her.
Oh no, okay. 通常病人哦，可能在垂死之前就会想法可能会比较悲观一点。所以他觉得最后一片叶子落下来的时候，他可能就会死。And that's kind of, that's the title of the story, right? Last leaf.
That's right. It's the last leaf, the last leaf that's going to fall.So Sue is trying to help her friend, trying to take her mind off things.
Right.
But she's going to old grumpy Mr. Berman for help. So tomorrow we're going to find out what Mr. Berman is going to be able to do. So please join us then for A Plus English. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye. Bye.
A Plus 小聚会
Cheers, and let's hope the new year is as good as the old one.
Cheers, and let's hope the new year is as good as the old one.
Hello, it's Vina. 又到了我们的小聚会时间啦。虽然啊，年年都有新希望，但是 Vina 我呢，还是时不时啊，会缅怀过去的美好回忆，并且希望今年也依旧能够过得幸福快乐。I hope the new year is as good as the old one. 我希望啊，这个新年可以跟去年一样的美好。As 是和什么什么一样的意思。例如 ,You are as tall as your brother. 你和你的哥哥啊一样高。还有一句英文的谚语 ,as busy as a bee. 和蜜蜂一样忙碌，也就是十分忙碌的意思咯。而 ,as slow as a snail. 和蜗牛一样动作缓慢，慢吞吞的意思。除了啊 ,as 这个很重要的用法之外呢，今天小聚会的第一个字也非常的实用哦。Cheers, 干杯。耶、yeah, 新年和家人一起吃饭举杯的时候呢，我们就可以说 Cheers。而有些 email 的文末啊，你们也可以看到 Cheers, 就像是我们中文信件文末会出现的祝福语一样，祝你一切顺心愉快。好啦，练习一下我们今天的小聚会吧。Cheers, and let's hope the new year is as good as the old one. See you tomorrow, bye.
Cheers, and let's hope the new year is as good as the old one.
Cheers, and let's hope the new year is as good as the old one.
The leaf that never fell.
Sue brought Joanna to the doctor. After the doctor checked Joanna, he sadly told Sue, "Your friend won't survive the winter." Sue didn't give up hope, though. One day, she heard Joanna counting backward. Joanna explained,
"The leaves on the tree outside keep falling. When the last leaf falls, I'm going to die."
Sue cheerfully told Joanna,
Your life doesn't depend on those silly leaves. I'm closing these window curtains.
Then she went downstairs to visit Mr. Berman. Sue begged him,
Please help Joanna. I don't know what to do. She thinks she's going to die when the last leaf falls off the tree outside.
Explain. Explain. I'll explain the rules of this game. I'll explain the rules of this game.
Silly. Silly. You spend too much time worrying about silly things. You spend too much time worrying about silly things.
Curtain. Curtain. The curtains cover the window perfectly. The curtains cover the window perfectly.
Downstairs. Downstairs. Benny is waiting for us downstairs.
Benny is waiting for us downstairs.